This episode of the 11 Point Collar Podcast has been brought to you by the letter Cookie Monster. Hi, ho there. You're listening to the 11 Point Collar Podcast by J.D. Hansel. Let's start off with some Muppet trivia. The Muppet Movie had several cameos and several Muppets. The finale had dozens of Muppets and thus dozens of Muppeteers. Among the puppeteers in the finale were two famous directors, though they were not famous for working with the Muppets. Which of the following was one of these puppeteers in the finale? A. Steven Spielberg. B. George Lucas. C. Tim Burton. D. Peter Jackson. Or E. Chris Columbus. The answer was C. Tim Burton. He and John Landis were puppeteers in the finale of The Muppet Movie. As for some other fun facts you should know this week, January 7th is a sad day for Muppet fans because it is the day that Muppeteer Richard Hunt passed away. And so the end of the episode will feature some of his great songs and sketches. But on a lighter note, January 8th is not only the birthday of David Bowie, known in the Muppet world for playing Jareth the Goblin King in Labyrinth, but it is also the birthday of Elvis Presley. And all that leads us to all this.
As an opening number, there are a lot of complaints today about wild-eyed youths playing mindless rock. Well, to counteract that, here are some wild-eyed old people playing mindless rock. Ladies and gentlemen, Jerry and the Atrix.
Hey! and you're suddenly not a friend of mine.
Terrific.
Well, they should be. They've been practicing since 1908.
This segment is something I like to call Studies in Henson History. Today's topic, The Three Elvises. They first appeared in the direct-to-video special Muppet Classic Theater, released in 1994. They appeared as the elves in The Elves and the Shoemaker. They were later seen in Muppets Tonight, and appeared in It's a Very Merry Muppet Christmas Movie in 2002. My source, of course, is the Muppet Wiki.
Our next tale is that timeless classic, The Elves and the Shoemaker.
Hey, a story about Elvis?
Oh. No, Rizzo, not Elvis. Elves. Elvis is the king of rock and roll. Elves are sprite-like creatures with magical powers.
Elvis with magical powers? Cool.
Brother.
What?
Once upon a time, in a land called...
Memphis.
In a land called Memphis, there lived a poor shoemaker and his good-hearted nephew and apprentice, Robin. Times were bad for the shoemaker, and one sad day, the local banker came round to demand his money.
Who is it?
It is I, the local banker. I demand half my money by tomorrow, or I'll toss you out in the street.
In that case, we're not home.
What? Oh, I shall be back tomorrow. Oh, and, by the way, you make really ugly shoes.
We're not home?
You think he bought it?
Probably not. No one ever buys anything around here.
Gee. I wonder why.
Well, it could be because we make these really ugly shoes.
Ugly? Why, these are the most beautiful shoes I've ever seen. Why, just this week I bought 6 pair.
Dear nephew, you are both kind and nearsighted, but since no one else will buy these shoes, all is lost. There's nothing more to do.
Yes, there is.
There is?
We can wish for a miracle.
Oh, but miracles just don't happen in the real world.
But this is a fairy tale.
You could have a point there.
You call Mother Goose. I'll write to Santa. Then if the Easter Bunny isn't on vacation...
Yes, dear nephew. We can do all those things tomorrow. But for now, let's just get some rest, okay?
Oh, I wonder if the Tooth Fairy knows anything about shoes. What was that?
That was the sound of a miracle. That was the sound of...
Elvis!
That is not Elvis. Those are just... oddly dressed elves come to help the shoemaker.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, fellas. Let's take care of business.
One, two, three.
Well, are you feeling and appealing? Cause your feet won't work. When the play a bop and boogie does, your body start to jerk. How's a rockabilly fever? Got you tussling all night. Shake it up, baby, make you feel all right. We got a special kind of level that'll plant a little rhythm in your shoes. So listen to the news, no more bad shoe blues, any old rhythm you choose.
You got your blue suede through.
Bad, bad, bad shoe blues.
There's a little scissor gonna snip it like it's a snapping fool. Yeah, there's a little thimble gonna click it till the fitting feels cool.
Well, you can rock it to the socket.
Play like Slade, and the way you cut it, gotta cut out Slade.
Now listen to the news, no more bad shoe blues, any old rhythm you choose.
You got your blue suede.
Bad, bad, bad shoe blues.
All right.
Bad, bad, bad.
bat shoe blues.
Well, now you got a new prescription, make you boogie all night. Boogie in the basement till the broad daylight. Rockabilly baby, gonna shout hooray. You're the one to save me from a bat shoe deal.
Bat shoe kind of leather, and put a little rhythm in your shoe.
So listen to the news. No more bat shoe blues. Any old rhythm you choose, you got your blue suede. Oh, yeah. That's right, let's stitch it up, fellas.
Mercy.
Oh, baby.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
I'd like to thank you.
No, I'd like to thank the both of you.
Uh-huh. Well, let's get out of here.
Let's get out of here.
That was wonderful.
Ladies and gentlemen, the elves have left the building.
Would you cut that out? The next morning, the shoemaker and his nephew awoke to a most amazing discovery.
Uncle! Dear uncle! Come quick!
What is it, nephew?
Look at all these beautiful blue suede shoes!
How could that have happened?
It's the miracle I asked for!
Miracle? Could it be?
And look! Customers!
Customers? That is a miracle!
Yeah! Welcome! Boy. Come in!
Come in, everybody! Absolutely.
Sure, yeah, try it on.
Please.
Let me help.
Be our guest.
Yeah.
Listen,
excuse
could you,
me.
Yeah.
Oh, you
sure?
Yeah, those
sure.
are good choice, ma'am. Night fell. Ooh, very, very nice.
Thank you. And when the last customers had left, every shoe in the shop had been sold. What are you fooling around?
Wow.
Look at this money, dear uncle. It's a miracle. Mm. It's a wonder. It's the banker.
I'll be back tomorrow for the other half of my money.
Alas, we'll never come up with more money before tomorrow.
We could wish for another miracle. Hmm? Then maybe whoever helped us last night will come back again tonight.
Oh, yeah. And if they do, we'll be right here to find out who they are.
The two tired frogs soon fell fast asleep.
Oh.
But at exactly midnight, they awoke. Oh, what a wondrous sight they saw.
Well, we'd like to dedicate these shoes
to a couple of swell frogs.
The shoemaker and his nephew, Robin.
Uh-huh.
Thank
well,
you.
Will.
Thank you.
A one.
A two.
A 1, 2, 3.
The shoemaker and his nephew watched in amazement. The elves snipped and scissored
and sang
all through the night until the shoemaker's shop was once again filled with blue suede shoes.
No, thank you.
And when morning came, the shop was once again packed with a crowd of eager customers.
Now, you sure you don't need that shoehorn? Okay.
Come back now.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Oh, boy. We are rich.
Mm-hmm. I'll take that.
We are poor.
No, we're not, dear nephew, because I have been studying these blue suede shoes, and now I know how to make shoes that are not really ugly.
Yay!
Oh, nephew, those elves have been so very good to us, I think the time has come to thank them for their kindness.
But what can we give them?
Excuse me, but why don't you,
He's kidding, right?
Oh, it sounds pretty neat to me.
Oh, why not? Thank you.
My pleasure. And so, the shoemaker and his nephew worked through the night, making a special gift with which to thank the elves.
And when midnight came, and the elves arrived, they were met with a great big
surprise!
Oh, heavens.
Hey there, guys. Hey, listen, to thank you for all of your help, we've made you something very, very special.
White sequin jumpsuits.
Ta-da!
Mercy!
Oh, mercy! Whoa. Oh, look at that gold!
Real polyester.
Mine's got a cape.
We just guessed the sizes.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, this is beautiful. This is...
White sequin jumpsuits?
Yeah.
Rizzo, white sequin jumpsuits are not in the story.
They are now. You see, thanks to those elves, the shoemaker and his nephew lived happily ever after.
Yes, but what about the elves? What happened to the elves?
Well, inspired by the white sequin jumpsuits, the elves decided to relocate to Las Vegas. Mm. And today they are huge stars who played a big room at the palace. Two shows daily, no cover, no minimum.
Well, now you got a new prescription, make your boogie all night. Uh-huh. Boogie in the basement till the broad daylight. Yeah. Rockabilly baby, gonna shout hooray. You're the one to save her from a bad shoe day.
You got a special kind of leather.
You might even say the elves left shoe business for show business.
Oh, Rizzo, you're unbelievable.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, friends, that's all for now. Until next time, so long!
Bye-bye! Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. See you later.
Bye. See ya.
I've got you.
You've got me.
Under my skin.
Under your skin.
I've got you.
You've got me.
Deep in the heart of me.
That's very true.
So deep in my heart.
Oh.
You're really a part of me.
I don't want to be a part of you.
I've got you. Under my skin.
I've tried so.
What?
Not to give in.
Get back down there. I said to myself, this affair never will go so well. But why should you try to resist when, darling, I know so well? I've got you.
Got me.
Under my skin.
Just give me a chance here. You'd sacrifice anything come what might for the sake of having me near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats in your ear?
Don't you know, little fool? You never can win. Use your mentality. Wake up to reality.
But each time I do, just the thought of you makes me...
Stop! Before you begin! Because I got you.
You got me.
Under my skin.
Okay, sirrah, sirrah, whatever will be, will be.
Oh, that number scared the pants off me.
Are you sure you didn't just forget to put them on again?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is a momentous occasion as the mighty gladiator, Sir Avery of Macho, is scheduled to meet and challenge the most fearsome, vicious beast known in the world today, the Monster of the Moors. And matter of fact, here comes Sir Avery now. Ladies and gentlemen, Sir Avery of Macho!
Where is he? Where is this freakish creature, huh? Come out, come out! Where is he? Ah, Godfrey Daniels! Are you he, sir?
No, I am Kermit the Frog, sir.
Kermit the Frog?
Yes, sir.
Well, where is this monster? I'll rip him to shreds, I'll tear off his arms and legs and play pick-up sticks. Where is he? Now, what does that mean? Is it going to rain or something?
No. Matter of fact, I think that means that the monster's about to make his appearance.
Is that right?
Oh, who's going to do what to me when?
Halt! Are you the Monster of the Moors?
No, I'm Little Bo Peep. What's it to you?
Seems to have an overactive pituitary gland. All right, monster! This is Sir Avery of Macho. I'm here to challenge you.
All right, I accept. How do you want to fight? With swords or clubs? Name your pleasure.
Well,
I choose, right?
Mm-hmm. And the weapon I choose
is insults.
Oh, insults?
That's right. It's a lot bigger than my agent told me.
You heard that right here, folks. Sir Avery has chosen insults, and indeed he is known for his razor-like wit, which he's going to need because he's against one of the foulest mouths in the kingdom.
Ready?
Give me your best shot, fat stuff.
Fat stuff? You call me fat stuff? Your mother wears open-toed combat boots.
Sir Avery opened with an old standard there. Let's see how the monster answers.
You call that an insult? Here's an insult. The last time I saw a head like yours was in a lettuce patch.
Look at that. Sir Avery has been hit. Sir Avery has been hit. Let's see how he answers now.
Monster,
mm-hmm.
I've been talking to your best friends.
And?
You don't have any.
Look at that. Sir Avery is now choosing the psychological attack.
As a matter of fact... I won't tell you.
Oh, no, please. Well, I can take it.
Nobody likes him.
No! Oh! Oh! Oh!
As a matter of fact, your dog doesn't like you.
Oh!
In fact, I doubt if you even have a dog.
I've had a dog.
You had a dog. What happened to him?
I ate him.
Why'd you eat him?
Because he didn't like me. I give up. You win.
Look at that, folks. It looks like it's all over now.
Only one thing. When you and Burns had a comedy team, you were my favorite comedy team. Well, second favorite of all time.
What do you mean, second favorite? Who was first?
Starsky and Hutch.
Oh, look at that. Sir Avery is hit bad. He's going down. It looks like, friends, I think it's going to be a draw.
Wait a minute. I demand a rematch. He didn't get me with his insult. It was his breath.
Oh. Oh, so I win a lot. But it's a lonely life.
Yeah, funny man. He was great as a team. I wonder what it feels like to work alone.
Well, ask me. I do it every week.
No, wait a minute. You're going to tell me this. You play that piano so well.
You're the best piano player in the entire county.
Oh, who is that? Forgetful Jones.
Howdy, forgetful.
Oh, forgetful.
Forgetful.
That's you, boss.
Huh?
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Why don't you sing us a song, Forgetful?
Yeah, that one you always sing. You know it, Forgetful.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Sure you do, boss. It goes like this. Ba-dee-da-dee-dum.
Oh, yeah. But what's the name of that song?
Ba-dee-da-dee-dum.
Right, but what's the name of that song? It goes, yeah, something cows, or is it birds? Oh, I wish I remembered the words. Yeah, but what's the name of that song? I'd like to sing right along. I've heard it said, with words and music, a fella can't go wrong. But, what's the name of that song? I know I can remember. Clementine, please tell me, what's the name of that song?
What's the name of that song?
No, that's what I've been asking you. Just what's the name of that song?
What's the name of that song?
No, smile when you say that, cow.
What's the name of that song?
No, never mind. Who cares?
liked that last number.
What did you like about it?
It was the last number.
Oh!